Daphne, thank you so much. We look forward to your individual lecture next Saturday so you can get into more details. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Okay, everyone, we're going to now bring out Theodora Scarrato to speak about wireless radiation. We split it up so they could each have a chance to answer questions in detail. So let's bring out Theodora, please. And let me tell you about Theodora, for those of you that are not familiar with her. We're not going to run the disclaimer again, so just let me just bring Theodora out and let me just tell you about Theodora. Okay, give me 1 second. Just let me bring up her bio. Okay. So Theodora Scarrato is the executive director emerita. As a policy analyst, Theodora maintains the comprehensive Environmental Health Trust database on international policy that documents the 20 plus nations that have protective policies in place to reduce public exposure to cell phone and wireless radiation. Locally in Maryland, Scarrato has long worked on children's environmental health issues in the schools and was instrumental in the Prince George County school system move to address lead contamination in the school's drinking water. She raised the wireless and health issue to the Maryland State Advisory Council on Children's Environmental Health Protection, which moved to issue first ever state advisory recommendations to the Department of Education to reduce radio frequency exposures in the school setting. Scarrato also coordinates scientific programs with scientists and research institutions internationally on the issue of cell phones and health, such as the 2017 conference at Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and the Israel Institute for Advanced Studies. So we'd like to start and like to introduce Theodora.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Theodora. So why don't you just take a minute just to tell everyone what you've been doing the last few years and get everyone up to speed on everything.
Great. So Environmental Health Trust is a scientific nonprofit, and we work on policy, education, and science, and bring them all together. So we educate. You can go to ehtrust.org to learn about our organization. We also sued the FCC back in 2009, after the 2019 decision by the FCC, the federal government agency in charge of wireless technology regulations. When they decided to keep their limits from 1996, we sued the organization and have been doing a number of other legal actions since then. So in that case, we won on that the FCC was found to have not properly looked at all of the science, because there's all of the science on wireless radiation, be it from phones or Wi-Fi or smartwatches, cell towers, all the wireless tech, drones, and so forth. They all emit wireless radiation. And there has been no pre-market safety testing, no post-market surveillance, no oversight to ensure that these devices are even emitting what the companies say that they're emitting. And of course, there's all of these, not only reports by people, but studies that document adverse effects. And yet the federal government is not doing anything about it. There is no checking in terms of gathering that data and looking at it by our federal agencies. So I want to hop back to this lawsuit because I'm going to talk about the regulatory issues, because that's what we're really focused on, in addition to educating people so they can take care of themselves. But when you start looking into this, I know many people have contacted us about the cell tower that's going up in front of their home. We're contacted all the time by people who have a tower going up. Maybe they developed headaches or nightmares or health issues that suddenly came, or maybe they just want to know, is this safe? And oftentimes they'll hear, well, the FCC says it's okay. It's within the FCC limits. And the importance of the lawsuit, and you can look it up, it's Environmental Health Trust et al. Versus the FCC, is that they cannot say, no one can say that these limits are based on an up-to-date review. because of the court mandate to the FCC to show that they properly reviewed all of the science. They were ordered to show that they reviewed the issues of children's vulnerability. Children absorb this radiation more, they're more vulnerable. They were mandated to show how they addressed long-term exposure, as well as impacts to environment, wildlife, and also to show that how they test phones is even applicable today. So, but they have not responded at all. They haven't responded to the case. And sadly, this is actually the case in many kinds of agency cases in the United States. However, what the lawsuit decision means is that you can go to your elected officials and say, look, there's this case, Environmental Health Trust versus the FCC. You can send them a link to it. You can share it on our website and say, and the FCC has not responded. So you're telling me that the FCC says that this is that this exposure is safe, but yet how do we really know? You know what? There's been no government showing that they're actually really looking at this. And it's really important to do that so that they understand, so that your elected officials and the administration, the school administration, whoever is coming you, talks to you about this issue, that they understand that the U.S. government has completely dropped the ball on this. One, we hope it will make them interested in it. Two, it can't be relied upon. FCC limits cannot be relied upon to be protective. And that is so important. The other important piece that we're working on right now in terms of federal agencies is addressing and showcasing how the FDA, the CDC, NIOSH, none of these agencies that you think would be looking into this are really doing anything. And this has got to change. It can no longer be that none of these agencies that used to actually, some of them had very robust research programs going on, they need to be looking at this issue. And that's another thing that can be brought forward from our case, because in the case, the EPA did not write a report, although it was asked. The FCC said, hey, tell us what you think about our limits. And the EPA did not send any report showing any review. So the EPA is down on the job. The FDA sent a letter with just a few paragraphs. Since then, it's only done one report, which is only on phones, only on cancer, and dismisses one of the most important studies that has been done in the United States, a $30 million study on cell phone radiation that found tumors. So NIOSH, of course, didn't respond. The Department of Labor didn't respond. So this is where we are working, is trying to get a change at the federal level. And we also are supporting state awareness efforts and ensuring that state officials have the information that they need. And all the while also talking about how you can protect yourself and go to Healthy Tech at Home. Our Healthy Tech at Home project is really a great, I'm going to get you the website, a great site. We made this site so that people could, it's the Healthy Tech at Home project, and it is healthytechhome.org. And you can go there to learn how to get wired internet at home, what you can do about your cell phone, what you can do about Wi-Fi, how you can talk to a